The umbrellas are still within reach. The hotel monitor is still on the Weather Channel down there in Tampa, but Republican National Convention proceedings kick into full gear today after all events were postponed yesterday due to Tropical Storm Isaac. There'll be a long afternoon of opening remarks, and Romney will speak. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will end the night. He's the big ticket, a position he very much enjoys. Down in Tampa, covering the RNC, is our own Todd Zwillick, who joins us now from the Tampa Convention Center. Todd?
Hi, John.
So can I download the list of events, or can you just give it to me now?
You gave the most important parts, and the most important part, Ann Romney, on the stage, partly to appeal to women voters, but more broadly, humanize this thing a little bit for Mitt Romney, show the family side of him, the softer side. He's had a little bit of trouble with that up until now, so that's her job tonight. It's big, in prime time.
And, you know, you managed to speak with some people down there, Republicans who are involved in their own political races.
John, I did. We're in Tampa. It's not only the site of the convention, of course, but it's also part of the biggest battleground in one of the most important battleground states in Florida. It's the I-4 corridor. Why is this area so important, and why does Mitt Romney want Romney have to win it, and what does he have to do? Well, I posed that exact question to John Mica. He's a Florida congressman who just survived a primary challenge from another incumbent, and he's also chairman of the Transportation Committee. Here's what Mica had to say.
The core of the population runs from where we are in Tampa all the way through Orlando along Interstate 4, so it's called the I-4 corridor. If that comes out heavy on the Republican side, independents and Republicans, then it can overturn that bulk of votes from South Florida that are predominantly Democrat. And that's how President Bush won in 2000 in Florida.
Now, does this mean, am I gathering from what you're saying, that it's not about independents, it's about getting out the Republicans in I-4 to counteract the Democrats in South Florida?
Well, you can get out all the Republicans you want, and you still can't win. So, yes, you've got to have independents, and you've also got to have soft Democrats, as we call them. Mm-hmm. In Florida, you know, it's one of the southern states. It's not as southern as it used to be because we have sort of a microcosm now of the whole nation, people moving here. But you have southern Democrats who are pretty conservative. They used to call them Bo Weevils. And my brother actually was from South Florida and was a conservative Democrat member of Congress. But you've got to find, again, either moderate or conservative Democrats and a good number of independents to tip the balance.
Let me ask you about your own race here in Florida. You were what's called redistricted. They changed your district.
Right.
You had to run against another member of Congress who was a Tea Party-backed
freshman.
Member of Congress, a freshman, backed by Sarah Palin, accused you of being an old-school, ossified incumbent, there too long, mm-hmm. too much big money, Mike is not a conservative. But you beat her, even with a Sarah Palin endorsement on some outside money coming in. Yeah. So you won your race against a Tea Party challenger pretty handily. What does that say about this convention? There are still, you know, everybody's saying the Republican Party is still factionated, still balkanized. You're living proof of it.
You know, we said my race was for about the heart and soul of the Republican Party. And the good news is the heart and soul is still very sound. That people in the Republican Party evaluate the candidates, their records, their ability to serve the public and get things done. And we put forth a very effective effort in educating folks and reminding them of what we did, what I stand for in my record, and then we had them compare it to the other candidate.
You had to drop $1.5 million on ads, huh?
Well, it was very expensive on both sides. I didn't have some of the national endorsements or some of the other groups. I didn't go after them. I went after the voters.
You're going to see a member of the Florida delegation is Congressman Alan West, who is a Tea Party-backed member, backed your opponent in that race. Now, this is politics. We all know it's not personal. Mm-hmm. But what is it like as you roam the halls of this convention, knowing that there are different guards in this party, much more than in the Democratic Party right now? You are an old guard who survived. There's a lot of people who are your colleagues, Alan West's out there, who don't want you in the House anymore, but here you remain. How do you approach each other now?
Well, I think that they have to understand the will of the Republican Party and the people, they express their confidence in me. I think they understand, too, that you need adult supervision in Washington. And they sent me back to provide that, and I will do that.
What does adult supervision mean? If President Obama, I know you want you're squarely.
I'll work with him too.
Uh huh. If President Obama wins this race, there's been so little cooperation. You got some in transportation. After a while, what does it mean to John Mica to have adult supervision in Washington?
Well, exactly what I've done. I've taken bills that were important to employment and doing it without raising taxes in a responsible manner. I think people are tired of a non-productive Washington.
What has to happen among Republicans in Washington in the next couple of years to make, and I realize that both sides are responsible for this, but I ask you because you're a Republican and a leader,
well, if we,
what has to happen to make compromise okay? Because it's really not okay right now. It's not okay to shake hands with the president. We both know that. What needs to happen to make it okay?
People should entrust us with the House of Representatives and the United States Senate and the White House. They want leadership. They want...
Imagine President Obama remaining in office,
under any circumstances, they want leadership, and they want that from their elected officials in whatever capacity they send them there.
How do you convince colleagues of that? That hasn't worked so far.
Well, it has. I think I'm living proof. That's one reason why I'm going back, because I got things done. And if we have 18 or 20 other committee chairmen doing the same thing, cutting wasteful programs, eliminating waste and inefficiency, cutting red tape as we did, and getting stalled legislation that puts people to work in a responsible manner, they'll support me. They did that. I'm living proof of it.
Mitt Romney going to win Florida? It's a dead heat. I know you want him to win. It's a dead heat.
Ask me about October 20th, and I'll give you a better indication.
You're not going to predict he's going to win. It's too close.
Well, I think that a lot can happen between now and then. In politics, you don't predict. What you do is roll up your sleeves, and you get the job done and go after the votes and win.
From the 7th Congressional District in Florida, Florida Representative John Mica there speaking with Todd Zwillick on the floor of the convention there in Tampa. Todd, what's Governor Christie's message tonight from New Jersey? He's the other big event tonight.
Governor Christie is known for effective government. He's known for being a fix-it man and getting things done, and that's what Mitt Romney wants to be, too. Don't be surprised if Chris Christie hits those themes and hits them hard.
All right, Chris Christie and Romney and, of course, Todd Zwillick, all the highlights of the Republican National Convention today. Thanks, Todd.
Anytime, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.